Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, poop cleanup, research monkeys, and a kid steals a bus. It's coming up in just a minute.
And now, from the Amish Brewing Company, Buttermilk Ice Light.
Ringer!
Nice toss, Graber.
Thank you, my friends. Women of the Old Testament.
Okay. Ruth or Mary Magdalene?
Ruth. Okay, how about this? Ruth or Eve?
Buttermilk Ice Light from the Amish Brewing Company. The hand-churned buttermilk is frozen, the curds removed, put in the back of a buggy and driven around town until thawed, then returned to the farm and slowly filtered through a hand-sewn patchwork quilt, then refrozen to create the unique taste of Buttermilk Ice Light.
Okay, plain black floor-length dress or red lacy see-through teddy?
Plain black floor-length dress.
When you say buttermilk, you've said it all.
99 glasses of buttermilk on the wall.
Hold it. Fritz. Fritz, move over. Let me drive the buggy.
It's okay, Graber. I took his reins away when he wasn't looking.
You're a good friend, Yoder.
The Amish Brewing Company would like to remind you, if thou hast had too much to drink, thou shalt not drive. Amish Brewing Company, Napanee, Indiana.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Dear people,
that's us. Or we.
My son was listening this morning. No word on how old this kid is. About your conversation concerning dog poop cleanup.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your service is called...
Mr. Biscuits.
And then someone else has a service called Call of Duty. Yeah. D-O-O-D-E-E.
Funny.
Well, in Youngstown, Ohio, we have a business named The Turd Bandit. The logo is a turd with a cowboy hat. And a bandana over his face.
Wow.
He said, it's really quite clever.
I wanted to start a pooper scooper business.
Yeah. Is that right?
And call it S Disturbers. But
oh, instead of stirrers?
No. Have you ever been called an S Disturber?
No.
Like,
no.
Oh, he's a real...
I've been a
you don't know the phrase S disturber.
No,
don't act like
no,
I'm a friggin' moron.
No, you
we
aren't.
Don't.
We've heard of S stir.
I've never heard that.
I have not.
I've never heard that.
That must be
maybe talk to somebody under the age of 71.
Well, it must be from the vulgar hinterlands of mid Missouri.
Well, boy, at least you take a conversation well. That's what I like. You always should talk to Josh about anything. And Chick
is
right.
I got an idea for you.
The American Kennel Club is the dog show in January. AKC is in January. At Madison Square Garden.
We could do a commercial for a dog poop pickup service, and it would be you'd have to get kind of someone who looks like Joseph Cotton and Orson Welles.
It would be
the Turd Man.
Our audience knows that, but not S Disturber.
Yeah.
You're right.
I've never heard that. Have you heard that, Pat?
No.
Christy?
Suck it.
So you came up with...
I've never heard of Joseph Cotton either.
The Turd Man.
Instead of the Third
with
Man.
Orson Welles and Joseph Cotton.
Yeah. By the way, watch that movie.
Oh my God.
Yes. What movie is it?
Do you find that the music gets a little irritating?
Not at all.
Really?
I think it's a near perfect
what movie.
It's in Strangers on a Train.
Third Man?
Yeah, The Third Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Because not the first man.
Not the second man.
It's
YouTube chat, swing and a miss, Josh Arnold. We'll watch this. Leaving.
I have never heard.
Josh Arnold has left this conversation.
It doesn't hold the power when I have to say S instead of the actual
no,
word.
I've never heard the phrase. I know what you're trying to get.
Yeah. Yeah. Have, and I guess that's oldies.
You're a real S disturber.
No.
This must be a regional thing that you picked up.
I got a region for you to pick up.
Well,
I'm getting.
I'm sorry. I don't have tweezers that long.
I'm getting more about this S disturber from someone
closer to my age.
Josh tried to cram S disturber in the she it bit, and we all told him it wasn't a thing.
I don't remember that.
I stand by this. I have heard S stirrer.
I have.
Okay.
I have heard that.
You know what?
Disturber.
I apologize. I thought this was a well-known colloquialism.
So is it like stirring the pot?
It's like a, you can really stir the S or whatever, right. Like that kind of, yeah.
No, or you can disturb the S, evidently.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Mm. When I grew up, I mean, that was everywhere when I...
must be a everywhere. St. Louis thing.
It was everywhere within a 3-block radius.
It was all over the entire world as far as you were concerned.
At least half of one zip code knows that phrase. Okay.
Well, I'm happy to introduce it to everybody.
Yes.
It's a fun thing to say.
Well, but there was another...
Quit being an S disturber.
But you say the actual S word, though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's very effective.
What else did you say? You had something else that was local for you.
I did, and I was baffled that...
Yeah.
Oh, one time I made a joke about making a joke when you trick or treat.
Yeah.
And you all went, what are you talking about?
Never heard
of that. No, we had that.
Never heard what?
I grew up with that.
When you trick or treat.
The joke.
You go ahead, you have a joke.
Yeah, right. No,
to get the candy, you have to tell a joke.
What about you? Now, when you would send your man up to get candy, did he have to have jokes ready?
No, I trick or treated on my own.
Did you tell jokes?
No, that was not part of the formula.
No.
You didn't even say trick-or-treat, did you?
Yeah, you said trick-or-treat.
Did you ever say trick-or-treat, smell my feet?
Give me something good to eat.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we did the edited version of the poem so we could go to the next house quickly.
Now, I would, I changed mine up a little bit. I would say treat or trick.
Is that right? With some of the horny...
I think you know where I would
horny
be.
MILFs in the neighborhood.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get ready for The Rush with Max Crosby.
It's time.
Don't miss the behind-the-scenes moments everyone's talking about.
Regardless of what they say, I'll take the fine. I don't care.
All-pro defensive end Max Crosby takes you beyond the field with exclusive insights.
I can say this because I've played them.
This is The Rush.
You guys already know what time it is.
It was fire. And we'll be right back on the pod and we'll be talking about it next week.
The Rush with Max Crosby. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Okay, yeah. I think it's time to go back to the news desk with Christy Lee.
What do you got?
I don't know if you want to be bored. It's not. No, I'm not. It's not a criticism of you, Christy. It's criticism.
He's just, S disturbing.
An American scientific advisory panel says the United States is facing a shortage of medical research monkeys.
Oh boy!
The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine.
Well, which is it?
All of them.
Is it true they're going to start using human toddlers?
Really?
Says the
in lieu of someone taking the time and trouble to write, swing and a miss.
Says the nation.
What's the ceiling on AIDS? Like three? Two or three, I would guess.
Says the nation's preparedness is undermined by having to depend on imports of monkeys.
Ah.
That vulnerability was highlighted when the U.S. experienced a 20% drop in the imports of macaques when China suddenly stopped exporting them. Yeah.
So we've been
relying on China for our research monkeys, apparently.
But it's my understanding that anytime you use these animals in research, they have to be genetically of a certain strain, you've got to make sure that they're, you know, proper mice or whatever they might be. So we got to start breeding American monkeys for scientific research.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is probably fairly unpopular.
I would imagine there are some folks who would be against it. But better to research on a monkey than a person, right?
Yeah. Especially a little baby.
It's unbelievable.
That's what you
I
said.
Bet, but he's right. No, I agree with Chick.
Oh.
Well.
Monkeys are lesser than
now,
people. What about
there...
puppies? Could we do something on puppies?
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Look, if dissecting a puppy would help cure diabetes, would you be for it?
What is this, an ethics panel?
That's
here?
Right. Yes.
I think, Josh, your big concern should be with this monkey shortage. Are they going to run out of these Reese's monkeys so they can keep making the peanut butter cups?
That is a concern, yes. But it's a concern for all of us, not just me.
Okay.
Reese's cups?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Reese's, you hill jerk.
Christy.
A 14-year-old.
Wait a minute, Pat.
What?
Do you have a song about monkeys, don't you?
I did it earlier. Yeah. See, Mickey Dolenz is out there touring.
Yeah,
is he? Yeah.
Mickey Dolenz, who sang the bigger hits of the great band, The Monkeys.
Remember that theme?
Davy Jones. Hey, we're The Monkeys. Yeah. Remember that, man?
Yeah.
He's got to change it up a little bit.
I love that song.
Here I come, walking down the street. I get the funniest looks from everyone I meet. Hey, I'm a monkey. People say I monkey around. But I'm too busy singing to put anybody down.
Yeah.
See what I mean? He's by himself.
Sure.
Well, that's it?
That was always it.
That was always all
I
you had?
I told you in the hallway that was it.
It seems like it was.
5 seconds ago I said that was it.
It should be a lot more to that.
I thought there was going to be, you know, maybe a second half verse or something.
I loved it, Pat.
Thank you.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
That should have been my album title.
Christy, you've been
a 14-year-old boy in Tennessee facing multiple charges after he allegedly stole a school bus and drove it around Nashville. The Metropolitan Nashville Police Department said the teen took the bus from Kipp College Prep in Antioch. Authorities said the boy hit a diesel fuel pump, tried to run a person over
He tried to run somebody over?
Yeah, before entering I-40, where he reportedly hit a car.
Good Lord.
Police were able to capture the boy on the highway and take him into custody.
Thank goodness.
He faces charges of vehicle theft, aggravated assault, evading arrest, reckless driving, and a multitude of other charges.
And the cops on the bus go, taste. This kid sounds like he's from hell.
He tried
to run somebody over.
This is a troubled child.
This is timeout times 10. Police deployed a spike strip.
I say we can't get enough monkeys. Maybe we can do some experiments on this kid.
Oh, boy.
What the hell? Sounds like a real loser.
Is there something else I can help with?
you set up Siri or whatever on that.
Sorry.
What did you say?
That's my watch. I hate this.
I don't know what Siri heard, but...
was talking to me all the time.
Watch is talking to me all the time.
You're not the boss of me.
Yeah, and not only that, I have nothing to do with this. My watch just
watch,
started...
you know I hate you.
My watch just started talking.
I stopped putting the code in, so it'll leave me alone.
Police deployed a spike strip to attempt to stop the bus, but the teen noticed the spikes, slowed the bus down, and tried to turn the bus around. Nashville police said, quote, officers at that point ran up to the bus, broke out the door glass, and used a taser.
Oh, I was joking.
As the teen was attempting to continue operating the bus.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Boy, you're right. Troubled child. Poor kid.
Oh, no, not poor kid.
Well,
there's something going on.
He tried to run somebody over.
Well, we don't know who that somebody
park
was.
Park this bus on his head.
Maybe it was a bad guy.
Save the world.
Wouldn't you want him to run over a bad guy?
No, I'd want him to jump off a cliff.
If he could save the world by running over a baby, would you want him to?
Come on.
The whole population. He has to run.
Hey, I'm not playing your situation ethics game, okay?
A recent survey out there finds more than 80% of people admit to snooping through someone else's smartphone or digital device.
Someone else's, not a significant other?
The poll commissioned
by... That would be someone else, wouldn't it?
Well, we have a breakdown. Hang on. The poll commissioned by Secure Data Recovery Services found that 87% said they go through a person's messages, while 44% will check out a person's photos, 38% dive into a person's browser history.
Without them knowing?
Now, Josh, if I were to, I'm not much of a snooper, but if I were to have your phone,
yeah,
and I went to the photographs,
right,
would there be photographs of, say, young or... Just not young.
How young?
Of age.
You mean like a baby?
No. I mean, you know, would there be photographs of ladies that would be, you know?
No, there would not.
Yeah. All right. Because I remember one of the comedians was saying he would do selfies after shows, and he would always take a person's phone, and he would hit the photograph thing and usually go back to see how far it was before he found a naked picture of one of them.
Gotcha.
Well, now you can hide. There's a special... You even have it on your phone where you can hide photos, and then you can't see them unless you have that face recognition.
Can't get his phone to shut up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unless your phone starts talking to you, then you got trouble.
And when I'm sent those kind of photos, mm-hmm. I put them to use and then get rid of them. For two reasons. One,
I put them to use.
And the reasons are twofold. One is because I don't want anybody, I don't want that to happen. I don't want them to leak. Second, I require new photos. I can't reuse. Wow.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's curious. You might want to mention that to your therapist. So back to snooping.
Yeah. 53% of those claim that snooped found something incriminating or concerning while going through someone else's device.
All right.
70% say they discovered evidence of digital flirting or in-person cheating.
Whoa.
While romantic partners are often the target for digital prying, those polled also admitted to snooping on their children, friends, parents, siblings, and even coworkers.
Christy, have you ever been a victim of digital prying?
I don't think so. If I have,
digital has two meanings, Josh.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know, doing the old
let's leave it.
Open
right
the
now.
Elevator door.
We got it. We understand.
Across, babe.
Did you see this where it says women are more likely to snoop than men?
Well, are you surprised by that?
Nope.
I mean, the number, though, 88% of women say they would.
Jeez.
I'm not that interested.
Way high.
The same here.
88% women compared to 77% of men said they would snoop or have done so.
Chick, what's your policy when you're at someone's house and you go into the primary bathroom and there's a medicine cabinet?
What's my policy?
Yeah.
If I've been to your home, I've gone through your medicine cabinet. That's my policy.
I don't even have a medicine cabinet anymore.
Well, you have to look for them. Because sometimes you go, can I use the bathroom? And it's not in the downstairs one.
So do you go, actually, I meant the other bathroom.
I meant the upstairs bathroom.
Really?
I'm more comfortable urinating at a higher level.
Why not just tell the person, hey, you mind if I steal your Vicodin?
Well, because, you know what? They frown on that.
Boy, I bet you love a Vicodin.
Yeah, I don't really do.
What? I learned very early on, very long ago, that nothing good comes out of snooping.
I don't even like looking at your phone if you're trying to show me something.
I don't.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great, Christy. There's a dog with a hatchet. Okay, I gotta go.
After a checkered first half of my life, maybe you people will relate to this, or maybe you'll lie to me. But I try not ever to have anything that needs to be hidden. So my
phone's
an open book.
As is mine. I can hand it to any one of you.
I got tired of lying.
Not be ashamed.
Yeah.
I don't have any pictures of anything interesting.
That's
like that.
We all know that.
You have pictures of babies, though, don't you?
I got dogs and kids and dogs and kids and dogs and kids.
Yeah.
An occasional, like once a month, I'll take a picture of some food at a restaurant and send it to...
What about your girl? You don't take pictures of your...
Of course. Okay. I'm just saying it's all family stuff. It's nothing that interesting. But, I'm sure that a lot of folks...
pictures of her bosoms?
Yeah, of course. That's
Would
what
you
I
like
do.
Some?
Oh, spare time.
Would you like some? He got you with that old man.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines. with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.